You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Psychic Side with John Capella.
John Capella.
Live from johncapello.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Psychic Side
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to the Psychic Side here on the A1R Psychic Radio Network, Moonstruck TV, and Enlightening Television. Thanks for joining us here on the number one psychic radio network on Earth. I'm John Capello, and I'm your host here on the Psychic Side, and I'm very happy to be here today. You know, last week we had the momentous occasion of the solar eclipse, and I was delighted to be a part of that when it happened, and it was an amazing event, and I guess the further away I get from it, the more awestruck I am by it to know that I was privileged to see it. And you know, it just makes you have a little bit of perspective of how small we are, or how the universe is so big, and the planets that go around us are so massive and have this dance that they do in the sky. And to be a part of that and to see it is amazing. So I was glad that I did that. I do want to tell you that last week I made a little bit of an error, and I told you that I wasn't quite sure where Chiron was, and so I looked it up after the show. And Chiron, which was conjunct the moon and the sun last week during the eclipse, during the eclipse, we had a technical issue here. Something happened, but it looks like it resolved itself. So, when the sun, the moon, and Chiron were all together, it was really made it even extra special. And I was telling you a little bit about why that was last week, and the reason why is because Chiron and that conjunction that it had with the sun and the moon made us look back at the past and made us do some reflecting, and hopefully helped us with some healing. And it's not something that we do all the time, because that conjunction is kind of rare. I'm not saying it never happens, but it is a little bit rare. And so it was something that may change the mood of a lot of people. And the placement was in the fourth house of the United States. And I was telling you a little bit about that. And I was hoping that it might bring some healing to the frayed feelings that we all seem to have these days. So we'll see in the coming months whether or not this was a time when some healing began. But what I was going to do before the technical difficulty happened was to tell you that Chiron is a small planet that is in between Saturn and Uranus. And it's like I say, I'm not an astronomer. I'm an astrologer. And I look a lot towards the mythology that goes along with astrology. And one of the reasons why I do that is because it gives you a lot of insight into what the ancients were thinking about when they were developing astrology. The wisdom that they had was just amazing. And I know astrology takes a lot of bad raps, but it's always good to be able to kind of tap into some wisdom from those who have gone before us and realize that we may have similar problems as to what they had in the past. And they give us clues on how to handle them in our lives. And because we all have this human experience and we have similar lessons to learn, we don't always have the same lessons, but we have many, many lessons to learn. And these lessons can it's not necessarily a guidebook, but can give us insight on how to handle them. And so that's why I'm always fascinated by astrology. So one of the things that I want to mention before we get to our first caller, Tiffany in Manitoba, Canada, is that in May 6th, I'm going to be starting a new online class. And wherever you are in the world, you can join this class. It's called The Monday Astrologer. It's going to be 7 p.m. Central Time in the United States. And if you want to be a part of it, let me know. Send me an email at john@johncapello.com. I'm trying to make it affordably priced so that you can join in. If we're not in a time zone that you can participate in, then you can still take advantage of it because I'll record the classes and I'll send you a copy. So so we have it all worked out. So you have no excuses not to join us. And of course, if you had questions or something, you could always send me that question. But we're going to go through the fundamentals of astrology, and we'll talk a lot about how to build a chart. And, you know, astrology is a lot like building a cake or making a cake. You don't want to build or make a cake or bake a cake unless you have all the ingredients there. So we're going to talk about how all of the ingredients in the universe all come together in a chart. And so it's just a different approach than what you might have had in the past if you've taken any astrology courses. But it's a valuable perspective. It's a valuable way of doing it because this way you really get into the fundamentals and it'll help you think like an astrologer. And so I think that that's going to be a valuable tool for you if you decide to take it. And so I'm looking forward to people joining it and taking part of the Monday Astrologer. It'll be Monday nights. It'll be a 6-week course. You can take the first one for just $19.97. And I'll send you an invoice for it. Just send me your email at john@johncapello.com, and I'll be happy to get you all set up and send you an invitation for the Zoom meeting. And we'll all meet on Zoom, and we'll go from there. So it's like I say, I'll send you some materials that you should have. For instance, I'll send you a chart wheel and everything so you can draw on it and everything and have a lot of fun with that. So before I go any further, let's go ahead and take our first caller, Tiffany in Manitoba, Canada. Tiffany, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you have a question for me today?
Yeah, just wondered about if there's anything on my job, career, finances.
Okay, what's your birth sign?
Capricorn, January 15th.
Capricorn, okay. Well, as you know, Capricorn, you've been through a lot the past 10, 15 years. You're starting to come out of it. You should be finishing up some things. Have you changed careers in the past few years?
I've been a stay-at-home mom for a while.
Oh, okay, so you're ready to make a change?
Yeah.
You're ready? Okay. So, Capricorn's kind of tired or weary, so you may be a little bit tired or weary about being just at home, you might be ready to get out and do some socializing and get some type of job. So it just feels like it's just time for you to kind of come out of your cocoon and become that butterfly. As far as the job is concerned, it just seems like you're starting to look. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it just seems to me like you're just going to have to kind of take that plunge take a job and see what you like about it. And if you decide that you don't like it, then you will take what you've learned from that so that you can find another job that's more suitable for you. So I don't think the first job you take out of the gate will be the last, but I do think that it will help you grow and give you a lot of confidence because it sounds like you've been home a long time, and this sounds like you are ready to just kind of start to spread your wings, so to speak. So financially, I think that you're going to try to rat hole this money, maybe not live off of it if you don't have to. Is your husband, are you currently married? Okay. It just seems like you may still try to live off of your husband's income as best you can, if that's what you've been doing, and try to get a foundation, because it looks like you're going to be a pretty good saver. Do you like to save money?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're the saver of the household. So it just feels like you're the type of person that when you make some money, you might spend a little bit, but you're the type that instead of saving 5%, you might spend 5% and keep 95% in that cookie jar or the kitchen, or maybe even your own bank account. But I don't know. I just feel like things look favorable for you, and I feel like you're just going to have to take the plunge and be with the first job for as long as it serves you, and then look for another one if you feel like you can do even more than what the first one is asking of you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right. So another astrological topic that I wanted to talk to you about, and actually a couple of them, is that I always like to look at Saturn, and I like to look at what's going on with Saturn. And, you know, it's really good to have your own chart as a cheat sheet. I keep saying that, and I know I'm a psychic, but you would really enjoy to see how things have worked in your life, and you'll have some aha moments, and you'll say, ah, that explains this and that explains that. Well, Saturn is really, really a good measure of what's going on in your life, and right now Saturn is in Pisces. And if wherever it is in your chart, you may be having some changes that are being made. And the lady that just got off the phone, of course, we were looking at a Pluto aspect mainly for her, because Pluto did such devastation in Capricorn this past go around, and it hadn't been there in 240 years, and now it's in Aquarius, and we'll see what kind of havoc it brings there. Hopefully it's good havoc, but it's just amazing. But we're right now, because of the presidential elections and everything, I'm looking a lot at the United States chart and seeing how things are going to be shaping up this year, which is going to be kind of there's lots of difficulties, foreign and domestic, as you can see already in the news, or maybe not see in the news. Because we see that Saturn is in the third house of the United States, which is the house of communication and the house of media, where the media is, and we see that Neptune is there as well. So lots of deception going on with the way people are communicating in the United States. So we want to be sure that we look out for that and use a great deal of good judgment before we take anybody's word for anything because of those two placements in the charts in the United States. But you want to look at where it is in your chart as well, because it will really give you some clues as to what's going on. So it would have been nice if we had Tiffany's chart in front of us to give her some information about where we thought some things were going to take place. But we were just working on the psychic work at this time, and so it's easier actually to go with the psychic work, but the astrology and the chart and the transits gives you a big palette of things to look at, whereas the psychic stuff, even though it's faster and it's just as accurate, from my perspective, it is something that can be enhanced if you have that cheat sheet with you, which I like to have. So with that, I'm going to go with Rhea in Ottawa, Kansas. Rhea, excuse me, Is Rhea, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. How far is Ottawa from Wichita?
2 hours.
2 hours? Okay. Because I'm going to be in Wichita in 2 weeks. So it's going to be always a good weekend in Wichita when I go up there. It's lots of fun meeting the Kansans. So
right on.
So, do what?
I said right on.
Right on. Okay, very good. So Rhea, is there anything going on in a relationship, or do you have a new baby, or is there a baby around you?
Yeah, I do. New baby.
New baby. Okay. So, am I mispronouncing your name? Is it Rhea?
Yeah, it's Rhea.
Rhea. Okay. All right. So have you been, it's probably thoroughly exhausted, but it just seems that, you just been trying to get some rest lately. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a particular question for me?
I just would like some guidance in my relationship, maybe. I'm having a little tough time, I think.
Well, I don't feel like you're getting all the support you need in your relationship. Is this your first child?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of think, for me, that's part of the issue, because both of you are new parents. And I don't know, in a way I feel like your partner is a little bit scared not sure about what to do. I just feel like lots of communication might be needed, because I don't think this is a bad person or a bad man. I feel like he just hasn't yet bonded as a... I don't want to use too hard of a term, but it just takes a while for him to kind of get in the swing of things. He's not going to bars or anything at night or anything. Is he coming home and staying home?
Yes,
what? Yes, he's going home.
Yeah, he's coming up. Yeah, he's at home.
He's at home. Does he drink or anything?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, it just seems to me that a little bit or a lot, I don't know, I'm getting more than a little bit, but it just seems that, of course he does need a little bit of an attitude adjustment, I think, but I hate to put this on you, it's just that in some ways you have to take this little bit of a leadership role, let him feel like this is a great thing, which it is, to have a new baby. Is this a little girl?
It's a little boy.
Little boy, okay. But it just feels like he may feel a little bit like he may hurt the child. It's, I don't know, not that he would. He's just afraid that he might. Does he not interact with the child very much?
Not as much as he should.
Okay. Well, I just feel like it's just one of those things where he just feels like he's just not confident about it, and he's just a little bit afraid to kind of reach out and be the dad he should be. But I feel like it's just going to take him time, and some men never do. But I don't dislike him. I just feel like he is, he's having some issues with himself. I'm not saying the two of you don't have things to work out, but it just seems like he's got some internal work to do. Now, is his mother an ally of yours?
She's deceased.
She's what? She's deceased? Okay.
Deceased, yeah.
She's passed away?
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of feel like he misses his mother then. Okay. I don't know. Was he close to mom?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like part of that is that he didn't have her to talk to. And so you kind of have to fill a lot of roles in his life. And so, I don't know, just give him some more time and just be patient. because I do feel like you're probably going to have another child with this man. I feel like this is a long-term relationship. I'm not saying it won't be bumpy, but I do feel like this is worth saving. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Take care. Okay. So I want to talk a little bit more about astrology today, because I kind of get on that kick every once in a while. And then if I remember, I'm going to give you a psychic tip too before we close the show today. But I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Pluto. You know, a lot of people have been talking about the Pluto going into Aquarius and the fourth revolution, industrial revolution. And we're starting to see that. A lot of people are talking about robotics and how they're going to have flying cars, and we're going to have all these new gadgets. Of course, the weapons are going to be awesome and terrible, or terrifying as well, that come out of this period. But one of the things that I think you should look for, which is already starting to affect this, are terms like crypto, okay? And the reason why I say that is because crypto is about things that are hidden, and that's Pluto. You know, Pluto is the ruler of the eighth house in astrology, Scorpio, and it's about a lot of things that are very deep. It's about the soul. It's about things of the dead, salvation, things that are unseen. And so there's going to be a lot of new medical technology. And there's going to be even in finances as well. You know, Pluto was in Capricorn for so long, and we saw the emergence of cryptocurrency. Now, cryptocurrency is very, very Plutonic, okay? And so I've always been interested in cryptocurrency, not exactly from the beginning, but pretty close. And I've kind of gone back and forth, but always had an eye on it. And it's starting to get some legs to it now. I'm not telling you to invest. I'm not an investment advisor or anything like that. I'm just telling you that it is more... Of a Plutonian type of asset because it's on the internet, and it's kind of like a hidden asset. You can't get to it very easily. You can't hold it. It's not like gold or anything else like that. So it's elusive. That's what Bitcoin is, and so it's a cryptocurrency. And so it's fascinating to look at all the things that are happening in the medical profession as well. And next week, I'm going to have a guest on the program that I think you'll find to be interesting. So I hope you'll mark your calendars. I'm going to have someone on our program who is into what we call cryotherapy. So whenever I see cryo or crypto, I always think of Pluto. And the reason why I'm bringing on this kind of a guest is because it is all part of this new age of a new age of technology, something that we never really considered just a few years ago. Now, nitrogen freezing have been around a long, long time, but the application has not been there that we're starting to see. And I know I've done it several times, and it has helped me. And then also things like red light therapy. These are things that help your skin. And I know that it's helped my skin, and it's helped a lot of other people. It helps with inflammation. And, you know, if you've been recovering from an operation, or you've had strained muscles or whatever, these types of therapies have been known to help. So yeah, I'm not a doctor either, so I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I'm just saying that these are kind of a wave of the future, and it's kind of good to get away from medication if you can, and if you can do things that are more natural or things that are going to be more friendly to your body, that's also a good thing if you can get that done. So I'm interested in those areas and interested in the future like all the rest of us are. The next few years are going to be bringing us some spectacular new things that come may appear to be out of nowhere, but and at first they're going to be very unusual. They'll be very unusual for us to consider, but they are things that are going to be part of the fabric of our life. You know, another one is this scalar technology. I don't know if you've seen it, but scalar technology is almost like in Star Trek, they had those little machines that would make that funny little noise that scanned the body and everything. That's coming. That's coming. And all of that is done a lot with crystals. Computers have crystals in them too. Now these crystals are manufactured, but in the beginning they would use the high quality crystals from places like Arkansas or Brazil. And so now we're going to go to the next level. Now we're going to the next stage. And so cryptocurrencies and things like cryotherapy, these are things that are just at the beginning stages. And these are things that were from an inspiration by someone that was inspired to do that. And so someone's psychic ability was activated in order to get these things going. And so it's very, very interesting to see these things kind of acting in real time. And it's like I was saying in the very beginning, it's just tremendous to be a witness to something like the solar eclipse, to see the things happening in the sky, things that we normally take for granted. We normally take for granted the sun, or we normally take for granted the moon. And then suddenly they go and do an eclipse. and not everyone gets to see that. So I'm really happy that you joined me today. Please email me if you'd like to get a reading at john@johncapella.com. If you want to become a Monday astrologer, let me know. And we'll get you set up for that. You know, you can join my meetup group if it's available in your area, and because anyone in the world can be a part of it. So I always want to say thank you to my sponsor, Miracles of Joy, and their code is PSO223 on their website, and you can buy anything that you want from there, and they do a good job. Also, I want to, thank you for, being a weekly participant in our program. I want to say, be sure to stay tuned for Amanda Hall. She's coming to you from Down Under. So say hello to Amanda for me. So for that, I want to say, take care. Bye-bye.